Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let's be interactive and let's make it do what it do.
I go on and on.
My, it's good to come before you today. I'm Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of Happy Hour Talk. We want you to take this opportunity to just think about Happy Hour, where you have some cocktail and just talk about happy things. And that's what this show is all about. You can be a part of our show on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one by calling 347-857-4192. Press 1 and make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, location, you can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith. With our title of the show today is Relationship Operates Out of Ignorance. And see, that's something some people say, oh, whoa, you're being kind of strong. Let's think about it. I want you to take that title and think about relationships. How do they operate? Is operated out of fear that leads to being eager about what you really need to do? Do it operated just not able to be skilled enough to be in it? But we want to talk about that tonight. It is so exciting for me to come before you. You can check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You also can tweet our show, and you have a great opportunity to do that. You can tweet our show at Zeta Phi Sigma with _10. We're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, where we work in unison to make sure we get the word out. We want to provide service, but being partners with those brothers who their motto is cultural service and service for humanity, and the chapter, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, they say they lead and never follow. So we truly want to support them, and they support us as well. Along with at Lorenza D. Smith 15, that's Twitter, and you can catch our live broadcast. Again, we have 6 devices up here working tonight, and we're really excited about bringing this opportunity to you, but as well as for us to be able to present the opportunity. We got a big old live. You can check us out at Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith, along with Facebook.com/DRLDAlberto Smith, as well as Instagram. You have an opportunity. You can go to V Squad Greenville 1981. TikTok Live, and we're excited about that. That's at Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. And on YouTube, our channel is the Smith Way Enterprise. Our on-demand opportunities where you can go back and check our shows and go back and hear the shows. You can go to Instagram, that's president.drlorenzadsmith, along with Rockley, which is WBSW Radio, the internet station with 23. Truth have the same handle, which is WBSW Radio, the internet station 23. Tumblr at drlosmith-blog. And again, Twitter's at Lorenza D. Smith 15, and on TikTok, check us out at Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. You can also go to LinkedIn and get an opportunity to see our show. Again, big old, you have a chance. So truly, we are thankful. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 41 countries, on 6 continents. And we're truly excited about getting the word out, working with this platform, which is an interactive platform. Also, you can register for our WBSW Radio giveaway. What we need you to do is send your name so we can put you in the raffle. We raffle various things, but one of the main things we'll be raffling next week is the hotel stay at 3 international countries. Those countries are Paris, France, Dubai, and Bali. 5 nights and 6 days. We're going to take care of the hotel. We ask you to, if you're a winner through the raffle, that you take care of your amenities, your travel there, your food. We're going to pay for the hotel. There is in the luxury hotel of $4,000 for those 5 nights to $3,750. So we're excited about giving back. We also want you to be aware that we're giving not only the hotel stay, but we're giving books that we bought and purchased from our authors that was on the broadcast. Had a chance to share that platform too. We also give away gift cards, food vouchers, gas vouchers. We have a tendency to give away many things, and we're excited about doing that because we are giving back. But we also ask you, if you stick your name in, that you put down your, what I would say, a means of transaction, Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle, and send it all to Lorinda D. Smith, 15@gmail.com. So we're thanking you, and we want to give back to you. I'm excited about tonight's show because we get a chance to talk about relationships again. And as the title says, relationships operate out of ignorance. And you can think about being in a relationship and individual relationship, understanding what type of relationship they want to have. So that leads them to the point to operate out of ignorance instead of being there to find out what we're going to do, how we're going to make this work, how can we be successful. So we took this title just to kind of put some words out, because when we're talking about relationship, we're talking starting just with your casual relationship, situationship, or your romantic relationship, sometimes your friendship, sometimes your family, and your work relationship, your job relationship. All of this is part of the relationship, and you have seen actions and some reactions that can classify as off the chain and sometimes ignorant, and we have to accept the reality. But we want to talk about this because God has blessed us with the opportunity to be here before you. This is a vision that God blessed me with in 2017. It started with one show at one device through Blog Talk Radio, and now we have 16 shows, and we're now using 10 devices, and 6 of them is focusing on social media, getting the word out. So we truly, truly want you to take an opportunity and go along with us, be interactive, type in your comments, give us a call if you want to share your thoughts and your ideals by calling 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Lorinda D. Smith as we talk about relationships operates out of ignorance. Truly, truly, when thinking about this topic, I want you just to think of, this title, I want you to think about the title. Have you been in a relationship that have a tendency to make you scratch your head? Like, what is going on here? What is the problem? This relationship is operating out of fear. This relationship is operating out of just total chaos. This relationship is toxic. This relationship don't allow me to grow. It's so many things, and you act, this is ignorant. This is crazy. Why are we going through this when we're the most controllable thing that we have, that we control in life, is our time and energy? Why are you going 8, 9, 10 years with someone who is not ready to be committed to you on a long-term basis? So you say, that's ignorant. That's crazy, man. Why are you in that relationship? A young lady, why are you in that relationship that long and you see no favorable outcome? So as we move forward with the title and talk about certain topics within the title, we're going to focus on the romantic relationship along with dating, along with intentional dating / relationship, and healthy relationship that leads to a long-lasting, committed relationship the final outcome, marriage. So let's look at our first topic. We want to discuss what do romantic relationship mean. And people don't realize that you have to have a definition or understanding through critical thinking to really focus on what you need to focus on. How are you going to be in a romantic relationship or any kind of relationship when you don't understand what the relationship is all about? Let me take this opportunity to give a shout out to many people that have joined us. We have Belinda Yang. Thank you so much. Is this Gundy? Thank you so much for joining. Sharon Dean, not Dion. We have RMK333. Thank you so much. Hello to you as well. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for being a part of it. Also, we have Laura Reynolds. We have two users that don't have a name, but we know they're individuals that's checking us out. Thank you so much. Amin Jaha, thank you so much. We have Clazo Nicken, thank you so much. Lovely lady, said Love Lady 02, thank you so much for being a part of this. We also, and here we go again with this craziness. Oh my God, the user, thank you so much. I was able to touch on the user. Thank you so much for being here, Tara. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And we're going to move forward, but I'm going to get that's off the screen that we have that you may not be able to see it, but I'm seeing it. Let's talk about romantic relationship. What does it mean by being a romantic relationship? First of all, see, romantic relationship can be defined as a mutual, ongoing, involuntary interaction between two mates that is characterized by specific expression of affection in a relationship. You want to hang around with somebody. Make sure they have the mutual outgoing. Make sure they're willing to voluntarily interact with you. Make sure they're able to express their affection and intimacy. So these four things I'm just going to pull out of that. It said mutual, meaning both of you have to come to terms to see that both of you are able to be in a relationship or you fit to be in a relationship. Voluntary, that means I'm willing to give up my time to make sure it's valuable enough so we can have a relationship. You see that mutually so you both can be successful. Also, the next term that's so important is expression of affection. See, you have to be willing to give the affection to that other person. Let them know that you're willing to work on it. If you're not doing performing well, you want to work on it because you want this relationship to give you a favorable outcome. And too many times, people don't see that as important. They see is what they can get out of you. And the last term that I think is so important, I put expression of affection together, but intimacy. See, intimacy is not always sexual. See, intimacy is really putting yourself in a situation. I'll give you one prime example, same kind of stuff. Intimacy is bringing that mate a dozen of roses or one rose. Or sending them a note or giving them a call. Sending a thing in their hand. Putting your arm across the top of their shoulders or where their back is. Putting your arm around their waist. These are the intimate moments that you can show. But there are some moments you can show that don't even can be identified because some people don't see it. Intimacy is making sure you're protecting who you're with. If you're walking through a parking lot, I'll use a Walmart, but while the world is pretty famous everywhere, and you know you should be on the outside as a male, protecting. If you're with your children, you are the adult should be on the outside. That's intimacy and making sure they are protected. See, that's what comes along with it. providing the protection that they need so they can feel comfortable. So in a romantic relationship, that's important. You have to have a mutual, outgoing, voluntary interaction, specific expression of affection, and that's deep, and intimacy. But you also have an opportunity in romantic relationship is to, for the purpose of the policy. The policy is that romantic relationship has to be consensual romantic relationship because it requires you as an individual to be mutually and consensually understanding that the relationship that you're in is romantic. Understanding your relationship is intimate. It can be sexual in nature, whether it's casual, serious, short-term, long-term, past or present. You have to make sure you put the work in. You have to show the individual that you have a mutual agreement to be there with them. See, one of the things I always tell people when they talk about dating and relationships, you said, well, it didn't work out. You spent about 2 or 3 years on it, it didn't work out. You know why it didn't work out? Because both of you was not intentional. And a lot of times when we're young, we're not intentional about a favorable outcome. Relationship is where you want to develop it to be long-lasting and eventually the favorable outcome marriage. And you have to make sure you put yourself in that position. Truly, that's the ultimate thought process dealing with romantic relationship. It means just what it is. It requires affection. It requires intimacy. It requires mutual understanding. It requires a voluntary interaction. It requires consensually. It requires short-term, long-term. It requires past or present. It requires casual or serious. That's what a romantic relationship is all about. So you have to make a commitment to what you want to have. The title is Relationship Operates Out of Ignorance. You are not willing to make the decision to where you're supposed to be. I'm going to see if I can get my bottom part. There you go. Off here so I can give a shout-out to individuals that joined. That's First, Mr. Charlie. Thank you so much. James Moore. Thank you, James, for taking time. Laura Lennon. Thank you so much for being here. Have also, it's amazing right here. We have Grover Cobb, but we got someone you used to know is joining us. Thank you so much. That's cute. PDL is joining us. Thank you for taking time. Icebreaker is truly joining us. I'm going to make sure I'm getting that because it's an icebreaker, benefits, and so on. They're just talking about things that goes along with the big old lie. Thank you so much. It's truly an opportunity to move forward. We're going to pay some bills right now, because see, every opportunity we get to pay bills, we have to take the opportunity to do it. So we have sponsors. We're excited. L&T Starworth Lawn Service. Thank you so much, LLC. Let's play. That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do. You want to have a successful relationship, hard work is required. Give that shout out to the relationship that L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, is trying to build by showing through the work they do. So we'll give a shout-out to Mr. Anthony Starworth. You can go to Facebook and hook up with Anthony Starworth and direct message him and let him know what you're looking for, especially if you're in South Central Alabama. Just, he's a manicure expert. Also, he do some moving up, cutting off your land. He does so many things. We give a shout-out to Mr. Anthony Starworth, or give him a call at 334-300-7401. Mr. Anthony Starworth, L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, thank you for the support. Thank you for just being with this journey we have. We give a shout-out to Carolyn underscore Jack, Sandra Cooper, Eva Jacques, thank you so much for joining. We have a few more I want to stroll down and see. Can I give a shout out to? We have Harry Iris. Thank you so much, Harry. Terry Boo. Thank you. Elliot Ratley. Thank you so much. Roger Brinagin. Thank you so much. CLR. 8303 joining us. Thank you. Owen Barnes. We say relationship. Some people get it confused, not understanding that romantic is one of the relationships. But we're talking about romantic relationship. And we want to share with you the types, because it's important to know the type. See, being in an intentional relationship, meaning you intending on spending your time with someone to get to know them better, having fun together, enjoy being romantic. This is truly a committed relationship. The committed relationship is one where two or more people agree to continue being in a relationship for a foreseeable future. That's your committed relationship, part of a romantic relationship, casual relationship. It's a relationship where two or more people may be dating, regularly spending time together, engaging in romantic and sometimes sexual activity, but without the expectation to relationship. Casual. See, casual, a lot of time is what time people are spending primarily their time to have sex with each other. But it's a considered part of a romantic relationship. The next thing is a situationship. It is a romantic relationship. It hasn't been explicitly defined, usually by omission. It's a reason why. Because of ethical, we have an ethical monogamy. And sometimes ethical non-monogamy. It's under the broad umbrella of the terms of any relationship where people can have multiple partners, or have multiple relationships, or multiple romantic or sexual mates at the same time. Those are the types of romantic relationship. Which one are you in? Are you in a situationship? Are you in a consensual relationship? Are you in a casual relationship? Are you in a casual sex relationship? Or are you in this ethical, non-monogamous relationship? Ask yourself, what are you looking for? What do you need? See, we're in this time what we call, in this society, it's a hookup society. You hook up, do what you're going to do, and keep it moving. But the bottom line is, what does that do to your spirit and to your heart? Relationships operate out of ignorance. This is a picture where people are operating out of ignorance. You just want to look up. Get what you can. To me, that's no feelings involved. You're just doing this just to do it. Get what you can. But I heard one of the content persons say, well-known doctor of philosophy, just talking about we're in a time now, even when we relate with individuals, we prefer to have not be able to look at the person. We prefer to turn our backs to them. That sounds like some mambo behavior. Is that you? Do you prefer that than to actually face your partner and enjoy what the life is being blessed you with? If you're going to understand romantic relationships, look at the various relationships. Which one do you really want to be just totally a part of your life? Give a shout out to WPG Tone. Thank you so much for joining. We got a bad girl, Ava. Thank you for taking time to be a part of it. And it's good to have you all here, each and every one. Let me give a shout out to Yolanda Williams Smith. Thank you so much, Yolanda Smith, for joining us and being a part of it. We want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. It is so important that we move forth and have the right representation and the support that we need to do what we have to do to make a difference. See, WBXW Radio, the internet station, is number one. It's number one because it took an opportunity and a chance to get out here and make a difference. So these organizations that decide to put in something in here in the form of support or put all their support, they throw all their pushed all the cards in the middle, we truly want to represent them well. Give a shout out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch. Including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Give a shout-out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant of Georgiana, Alabama, located at 261 Highway West, Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. Check them out. Some of the best southern food I've had, and I'd recommend, because I've been in there and stopped there several times, and you have the same opportunity, especially if you're traveling down south toward, if you're coming from anywhere north, whether it's very far north, Chicago, East St. Louis, or even coming from the East Coast and you're traveling, want to get to Houston. And you can go through Alabama if you choose that route to go. If you're not over on 75 to come down to 10, go 65, you pass by Georgiana, Alabama. You go through Georgiana and you get off and have some awesome food with Mary Ruth's Restaurant. You can call the co-owners and the co-owners are members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Give a shout out to Brother Marvin Lala Smith, along with his wife Sarah Katrina Roper Smith. So we truly want you to contact me at 334-549-0950. Our next topic we're going to look at is we talk about this title, Relationship Operates Out of Ignorance. And we talk about this because it focuses on how people are responding when they're in relationship. Whether they in whatever type relationship, like I mentioned, romantic relationship have various types. You have a relationship that's romantic, that's one of them. You have a committed relationship is the second one. A casual relationship is the third one. A casual sex relationship is the fourth one. A situationship is the fifth one. And those five are where we have different meanings, different thought process. And when we say you choose to be in one because you may be afraid, it might be fear, maybe you're not understanding, or whatever it is, or you choose it because it's easy to get to, it satisfies whatever needs you have. But let's be realistic. Is that a smart thing to do? Is that that's really all about looking after your own welfare? Are you just doing it just because you can do it? You are selfish. And that's what you think about. So when we say relationship operates out of ignorance, sometimes we relate to people being selfish, relate to people being fearful, we relate to people who are not intentional. These are the kind of things fall in there. So you're not aware because you haven't thought about it. You don't look and see what it means to be successful. You just choose to get in because you can. We are in the day of what they call the hookup society. You're choosing to be in one of these relationships that we call romantic relationships, and all you want to do is hook up. If that's what you want to do, fine, but everything has a consequence. And the biggest consequence I tell everybody is two things that you control and no one can ever take away from it is your time and your energy. Why waste time doing a lot of these things and not getting satisfaction out of it? Why be in situationships and you not have any intent or any favorable outcome coming in when you involve these kind of relationships? Your romantic relationship should focus around being committed and being romantic. When you put into this committed relationship, when you agree that you want to be in a relationship, you have a favorable outcome. And you have to look toward meeting or getting to that outcome. Do not get in a relationship and talk about what you see instead of having an intentional moment with that person you're in a relationship with so you can have the outcome that works both for both of you, what's better for both of you all. That's what we have to make sure we do. So when we say you're operating a lot of times, we are operating out of ignorance. And myself, I have done it before. And I've done it because it was something I was trying to get and I didn't understand. And I had to get to the point of even seeking counseling so I can get to where I need to be, so I can be the best version of myself. No one wants to be in a relationship with somebody that's broken. No one wants to be in a relationship with somebody who's toxic. Nobody wants to be in any kind of relationship with someone who's abusive. No one wants to be in a relationship with someone who's just angry. They hurtful. They're miserable. These are the kind of things you're trying to avoid. You're trying to be in a relationship where you can be successful and have a outcome that allows you to smile, allows you to enjoy life, and that's what we want to do. So we moved our topic, and we went from just being a romantic relationship. We want to just look at relationship and dating. See, dating versus relationship. My question always to everybody, what are you looking for? What do you want? Do you want one of the types of romantic relationship? Or you just want to be dating with no goal? Or you want to be in a relationship not looking for a favorable outcome? You want to first look at the there's a confusion. There's a confusion about the difference between dating and relationship. See, there's a few key nuances that set the two apart, set their status apart. See, one of the big to a relationship or going to a dating, you have to be intentional. What is your intent? Why are you here? Have that conversation. We want to know, why are you here? Because time and energy, it's the two things you control. Do not waste time on something that's not going to bring you a favorable outcome. That is the ultimate goal when you're out dating or looking for a relationship. You have to be intentional. So the big thing that makes a difference between the two is commitment. Are you willing to be committed? Are you able to be committed to someone? Do you understand that what comes along with commitment? There's a high level of demand out of you when you're committed. We talk about an acronym of love and talk about a couple things. See, one thing in that commitment is how loyal are you to that individual? How loyal are they to you? Are they a person that's vigorous? It's going to put the work in. Are they a person that excited? We're talking about dating. So if you're going to be committed, you got to be ready to make your mind up in agreement with your mate that you're going to go the long haul. It says relationship operates out of ignorance. And I think this is something I'm identified people might not like it. Is why do you spend 5-6 years with someone and they can't be committed to you? I don't care what they say, it's their action. See, your actions show more than what comes out your mouth. Because we can always speak a good tune because we see something that's going to benefit us. We try to get something out of it. If you go in there intentionally, have a conversation and say, I'm dating or wanting to be in a relationship intentionally because I want a favorable outcome, then now you're not operating in ignorance. You operate with a goal. Then you break the goal down till you have that goal. There's a mini goal. There's a micro goal. The goal is to have a favorable outcome, and that outcome is marriage. You don't spend your time in these relationships just so you can go out and enjoy clubbing and banging and doing all this stuff and taking trips and everything and no commitment there. That's not commitment. That's fun. We've got to be all about business. Dating intentionally with the idea of having a relationship that is long-lasting, committed, favorable outcome. Commitment is the first thing that have the differentiation between dating and relationships. And when we talk about commitment, we talk about the level of commitment. Determine how deep the relationship gonna be. The next thing that's so important is that being exclusive. See, this is a word that comes into play in relationships. You can say a person that's gonna be loyal to you, but being exclusive seems like it brings about challenges in people. They want to deal with validate. They truly want to be a situationship. They want to be in an ethical, non-monogamous situation. They don't want to be in that committed relationship, committed to one person. So that's why it takes them so long to make a decision. Let me give a shout out to Ms. Bush, CBS. Member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Truth Seeker joining us as well. Thank you, Truth Seeker. Deborah Pickett is joining us. Thank you. gentlemen, thank you. Felicia, thank you for joining us and being a part of it. Booty Warrior, I want to give a shout out. Thank you for joining us as well. We have DD Coffee Rocks. Thank you so much. We've got an ID number or user joining us. We have also Blue Songbird, number 74, along with Anderson Williams, 561. Thank each and every one of y'all join us. And then we have truly Javonna Williams, number 8. Thank you so much for your service. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you so much for all of you all, what y'all are doing. If you're in the military, been in the military, I got to give a shout. I got to give a shout. She is Black History Month. Everybody holler about. But y'all veterans who are of African-American descent or of the Black Americans, thank you for your service. Whether you are still active or in the military right now as an active person or you're out as a veteran, thank you for your service, for doing what you're doing. We're so proud of you. I am particularly. Being exclusive is another difference when you say dating versus relationships. And then when you exclusive, you have to understand that you have sovereignty. That's a word that I want y'all to think about. You're going to put in the sovereignty to date that person. You want to make sure you're going to put a level of commitment and a level of communication. You have to make sure you're committed and you're exclusive. That's how you can be successful in dating, as well as the challenge and the difference of relationships. See, dating is you intentionally dating. We want to talk about that. Relationships is that I want to be in a romantic relationship. I want you to be committed. I want to be on a committed relationship. I want to be in an exclusive relationship with you. You know the difference there. I want to give a shout out to our next sponsor. See how God has given us another opportunity to come before you. And I want to definitely let Soap Gems from Jackson and Grace with Jennifer Jackson know that we thank her team, her organization, for just putting forth the effort to support what we're doing. See, God is so good. We can start up with pop-up stores. We can start up with travel banks to go different places. But if you get out and do the work, you can be successful. Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Give a shout out to Soap Gyms by Jackson and Grace. This is Jennifer Jackson. That's one N. Jennifer Jackson. Go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer Jackson along with Charlie's Angel. Or you can just give her a call at 251-369-1344. She operates through South Central Alabama as well. have products that she can provide, deliver to you, and it might be through Postage, it might be FedEx, or maybe whatever it is. She just make a hand deliver and bring it to you. Thank you so much, Jennifer, and your team. It's a family that's Jackson and Grace Soap Gym. Give a shout out to them. Thank you so much for being supportive. Charles Sabe, thank you so much. Sandra Odom, join us. It's Tanisha Abner. Thank you, Tanisha. Charlie Sprinkle, joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be here. It's truly a blessing to be able to share what we're doing with you, each and every one of y'all. This is Happy Hour Talk, straight out of things. If you're not ready to be committed, if you're not ready to be intentional, then you have to be straightforward with people, because time is so important. Why waste time in not coming up with the favorable outcome you want? So when we're talking about how important it is to be able to date, we have to really look at what dating permits. See, dating permits mates, couples, to interact in various settings. When you go out to dinner, when you go to the movie, when you go shopping, when you go on trips, when you go to the park, when you do some hobbies together, you're able to interact with each other. And you can find out, really, is this what I want to do? What you're really doing is doing a test of compatibility. That's what dating is. It's a test of compatibility. And to learn what you can tolerate and how committed you are. You actually learn about commitment. That's what dating allows you to do. See, when two people enjoy each other's company, it doesn't matter what activity you choose to participate in, it has a purpose. The purpose is to connect. We talk about the C's in relationships. Healthy relationships are just in relationship or even in dating. We want to be committed. We want to be connected. Those two powerful ones right there. We want to be conscious of what's going on around us. We have to be willing to put the work in. These are three things that you can always look at, but you have several others. Are you consistent? See, a relationship or through the process of dating requires you to be consistent. That means if you say you're going to be there at 8 o'clock, you need to be there 10 minutes at 8. 15 minutes before 8. If you have a dating reservation, you don't need to be coming right in at the time. See, you have to be consistent about who you are. That compatibility come back into play. If you want to be successful in dating, think about spending time to see if you're compatible. You have to be able to communicate effectively. That's what relationship and dating is all about. Gathering information to see if this is, but also I always tell people, don't spend a whole lot of time. So I'm going to have to date somebody 4 or 5 years to find out where I'm going to go with it. See, you'll pretty much know from the beginning, because you're going to have that conversation with your intention and what your intention is and what their intention is. That'll tell you where you need to go. Don't just make assumptions. Don't be intentionally out here just casually letting life go by. Because every day you're not, you can't get back. What you have to do is take advantage of each and every one of those days that God bless you to be on this earth. When we talk about how important dating is, we want to see that, we want to share with you that there are some reasons why being in a relationship helps you throughout life. Special intentional relationship. See, first of all, it makes your life better. And you are a lot more healthy. You act less self, which is this, selfless. See, you don't have that. You have act more selfless. That's what it does. Stress levels are low. See, when you're out and you made your mind to be in a committed relationship, not going from here to there, having a one place you're comfortable with, you don't have that stress. But it's hard to operate when you try to bounce from four or five places or two or three places. Because you can't give everybody the most you are capable of giving. You have to give them a piece and a piece and a piece. See, when you're in a relationship and you want to move forward with that relationship and you want to be committed, you want to be intentional, your risk of depression is reduced. These are the things when you know where you're going in dating and relationship. When we talk about operating out of ignorance, you have to make sure you're benefiting yourself and the mate because you're committed to it. You see a compatibility. Just not go through the motions. Do not waste time. Another thing that once you have found that person that you want to be intentionally in a relationship with, they want to be intentionally in a relationship with you, you feel joyful and happy. You feel invincible. Because you have someone there that allows you to reach the highest peak you can reach in your area of relationship. This is what we're working for. We do not just go through emotion and be thankful just to have someone standing beside us. If you're going to spend your time, make sure it benefits you. Speak what you want from the beginning. Let the individual tell you they're not interested in. But don't keep running behind people that don't want to be around you. Our next sponsor in the commercial is TriStat LLC. Give a shout out to Mr. William Scott.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
TriStat LLC. They can meet your consulting needs. They offer consultant and research. They do research consultations. They also have an opportunity to do teach your staff how to get awarded a grant to administrate that grant. Prepare a report so it meets whatever your grantor is requesting. This is some things that they do. Check them out, Mr. William Scott, at 334 5-4-3-8. Thank you, Mr. Williams, for supporting what we are doing here. Our next topic, though, really put us in line with why so many times we get in relationships and we operate to the point that we operate out of ignorance. Truly, when you think about a relationship, people say, well, I don't want to get in that relationship. Probably, I don't want to get in a relationship committed because, you know, it may break up this fear. And our acronym for fear is the F is fright. See, most of us is frightened to death because of what has already happened to us in life. But I always tell people, all the way you can address that is you have to get counseling and therapy to help you address some of the issues that you have regarding fear of being frightened. The E is emotional stable. So you have to be emotional stable. It's amazing how people talk about emotions and they always try to label a gender that had a more situation to get better than others. Because you don't show your emotions on your shoulders, on your sleeve, that don't mean you're not emotional. See, the idea of emotion, that comes in. You got anger, you got feelings, you have fear, you have all of these things go along with grief. You have a lot of things go with emotion. It's how you handle that emotion. And you don't have to be seen as being cold-hearted, toxic, or whatever it is because you don't respond like everybody else responds. But that don't mean that your emotional well-being is not at a high level. You must be emotionally stable to be in a relationship. Your emotional IQ must be up there at a high level for you to operate in a relationship. Special and intentional dating and relationship because you want a favorable outcome. So when we talk about intentional dating and relationship, this is where you're going to put the best foot forward to be committed. You're committed to finding a relationship that suits you. See, too many times we get in this casual sex relationship or we get in a casual relationship and that's not a committed relationship. It is not suitable for you. What you have to seek is relationship that is suitable for you. I always ask this question, and I had several shows on it. You can go back and look at that content about, are you fit? Are you fit for a relationship? Especially a committed relationship. Are your emotional IQ is so immature that makes you not function well in an intentional relationship? Because the idea is you're going to have you're looking for a favorable outcome. But your feelings going to get in the way. It shouldn't be your feeling. It should be what you think and what you believe. See, your feelings create that emotion that gets you so angry that you're in the car driving 100 miles an hour trying to show somebody in the car that this is how angry you are. And reality is outside of the door knocking. Boom, boom. Let me in. Let me in. Once you work on reality, the realness of what's going on and address your issues accordingly. So the intentional, that's the way to do it. See, you can't operate out of ignorance when you operate with intent because you know where you're going. See, the ideal is to be the best version of yourself every day. You want to be better than yesterday. And you want to be better than that day so you can be awesome on the upcoming day, which is your future. This is what we're looking at when you said intention. Be committed. Be willing to deal with situations, but don't compromise or be distracted by partners or mates. Who have bad intentions. See, when you're in an intentional relationship, you step outside of yourself. See, our big fight with people in genders and relationships is we're afraid to show that our inner self. But I can tell you, God will reveal your inner self to the people, because a lot of times in a relationship, they are reflected. They are mirror of you. That's why you pick the people you pick. Because you feel like you're looking at yourself, you actually is a reflection. But when you become intentional enough to understand who you are and whose you are, you don't select those people to have the things that cause you not to be successful in a relationship. Because you put all the cards out on the table and said, this is my intent. What is yours? But when you're intentional, you'll be able to see all this. See, when you're intentional, not only do you step outside of yourself so you can kind of see what's going on, you have an opportunity to look at the conflict that might be coming into play. That allows you to start putting boundaries up. You also have an opportunity to see a situation, put your pride to the side, even if you have to apologize, because intentionally you want a favorable outcome. An intentional relationship also allows you to learn conflict management skills, which helps you to communicate your feelings and your needs with your loved one. That's what intentional dating and relationship is all about. See, when you are able to articulate or communicate your feelings with others, that gives you a choice. It allows you to choose to communicate through your problems with that person. But sometimes if you stay there long enough, the problem will win. So let's make sure we're intentional. If we want it to work, we have to be honest with one another. We have to take time to be authentic. Two words that you need to always focus on is being honest and authentic. Be genuine. That's how intentional dating works in relationships. Be honest and direct. And truly, you have to keep in mind, that's what it's all about. I don't know why we keep getting this craziness up on here, but you know, it's like that. It happens like that. So we're going to continue to talk. It says drag the puzzle over on it. And hopefully that cleared this up on our TikTok. Truly, it's awesome to be here, because we got to understand that intentional dating is, again, having pride in yourself. Being able to manage those challenges that you have. It allows you to be healthy. See, if you're in a healthy relationship, you can now, because you started off intentionally, your intent was to be in a healthy relationship. You want to do those characteristics and do the things that make your relationship healthy. You have to focus on self-love. You got to love yourself first before you love anybody else. You have to take an opportunity to be honest all the time. It requires work. You want to be trustworthy. You should be trustworthy. When you're intentional, that comes into play with your loyalty. When you're intentional, we can talk about effective communication. See, you want it to last a lifetime. This relationship is a long-lasting relationship. Would give you a favorite outcome when it's marriage. It's amazing how some people can see people be married 40, 50 years, 30, 35 years, and have more fear about being in a relationship. It's because of the ignorance. They're afraid of things they don't even know. They don't know what's going to happen. But prepare yourself by putting yourself in a position of understanding that when I go into a relationship with dating, I'm intentional about what I'm doing. And I have to be with like-minded people. A lot of times we're not with like-minded people. Yes, relationship is reflected. If you're like-minded, you're going to be around like-minded people. You can't do it when you accept anything. So when you're in a healthy relationship, you have to think about that commitment. You have to think about consistency. These characteristics allows you to move in that direction and put an effort in when things come up to be able to compromise. Then think about conflict resolution. There's no imbalance of power. It's nowhere you controlling or I control. We're working hand in hand. We're going to have a balance of power. You have the ability to respect each other. That's what a healthy relationship is all about. Understanding others have independence as well. It helps when you're making decisions together. And you don't have to feel like that's going to be retaliation because you didn't go along with what your mate said. You have to choose to communicate. Through all the problems, all the conflicts, rather than let the problem win. It's a shared decision process. And last but not least, as I talk about the C's of a healthy relationship, I want to give a shout out to our last sponsors, and I know I'll do that at the end so we can close it out. But the C's of a healthy relationship, I gave you a couple of them. I want you to take this into mind, and if you focus on these and work hard on those, your relationship can be successful. First of all, it has to be intentional. Your dating has to be intentional for a favorable outcome. Don't go into that relationship or in a relationship with a sense of ignorance. Because of something happened previously or that you're not aware of. Research to be the best version of yourself. Research things that helps you. Do not just accept that I know what I'm doing all the time. Sometimes we don't, and we need help. If you know you're struggling in a relationship and you can't be intentional and get a favorable outcome, seek the right support. So as we talk about, when we talk about the C's, to sustain a long-lasting committed relationship, it comes to mind, communication, effective and open communication. Compromise is so important. Commitment, consistency, conflict, resolution, are the things that lead you to have a healthy relationship. Each one of them are important, but communication is vital. Because it makes your partner feel needed, or your mate feel needed, desired, appreciated. Communication comes in when you expect it. It's two forms, verbal and nonverbal. Your response, whether you say anything, tells a whole lot about you and how you see. Let me give a shout out to the Tampa Metro Sigma, Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, out of the great state of Florida. That's Tampa, Florida. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been exciting to share with you some things about relationships, romantic relationship, dating, or intentional dating, intentional relationship, healthy relationship. The last thing we conclude, because we're talking about those areas and those traits, and in the form of a C, all the C's that allow you to be successful. But finally, I want to say this to you. Tips on building and maintaining a healthy relationship or marriage are, first of all, get to know yourself. See, you remember in a healthy relationship, we talk about traits and characteristics, self-love. Know yourself. You know what you can tolerate and what you can't. You know what makes you tick. You know. You need to know yourself. The next thing that's so important is put in the work. If you want to have a healthy relationship, you want to have a long-lasting, committed relationship, your goal might, as I said, a favorable outcome will be marriage. Put the work in. It's not going to come easy. No one's going to give you that. Because you know what? You don't deserve that. Put the work in for it. Set and respect boundaries. Set and respect the boundaries you have there. When people show themselves, believe what you see. Don't sit around and allow that ignorance to jeopardize you as an individual. Talk and listen with effective communication skills. Talk, listen. If someone talking, you listen. Think about what they said, and then you articulate what you believe through your critical thinking, how your response will be, and how you would like it to be. Talk and listen. Let go of control. You don't control any other adult in a relationship. And if you are trying to, your outcome is not going to be favorable. Reflect and learn. Reflect on what happened yesterday. Learn from it so you can be better tomorrow. That's how you do not operate in ignorance in a relationship. Understanding that things have to be put in place. You have to be intentional about what you're doing, first of all. Having a favorable outcome, you can't get that you operate the things that needed to be successful. Whether it's the C's, I'm not going to say it's three C's, four C's, five C's. The C's of relationship. That's the alphabet C. Look up the C's. What fits you? You can have a successful relationship. So you won't be fearful. You won't be uninformed. You will operate seeking the best outcome, but not operating out of ignorance. things don't go our way, we become in that capacitation. We operate out of emotion. Because we're mad because it didn't go our way. It's in the emotional, your IQ, and call it emotional cue sometimes, emotional stability. Don't get caught up in operating out of that. Because when people show themselves, believe what you see. As we get ready to close, I want to share with you that we thank you for being a part of it. We give a shout out to Hope's Block. Thank you so much. Lady_Gala. Thank you. Monica Jones. Thank you. Diva Pink Design. Jeep joining us. Thank you so much. There's a few more I want to give a shout out to. We have Donald Lewis. AR5Cool_389. Thank you for being here and supporting what we're doing. Frederick Hudson, thank you. Gladys Parfait, thank you. Laura Reynolds. Carvel Kane. Jazzy St. James. We got a couple users. Myron Edney, thank you so much. Mrs. Virgo, 50. Big Hoss, 17, nephew, thank you so much for supporting. Pat, thank you, Pat, for taking time to be a part of this. Truly, we're just trying to make a change, trying to make it happen. We have Danita Racer, thank you so much for joining us. Pitt Agora, Sydney, thank you so much. Nicole Hughes, thank you for taking time. Data Smith, again, Monica Jones. Andrew Edwards, thank you. Gary Hinn. Mimi, thank you, Mimi. Maria, thank you so much for being part of it. James Barney. Kins, thank you. The influencer, the Z influencer, remember Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and give her a shout out. Thank you so much for joining us. You got the blue and white hearts down with a dove. Thank you so much. We have Michael McKenzie. We have Idenique, 817, Miranda Williams, and Sprinkle Seth. Joe Bunn. Thank each and every one of you. I want to give you all a shout out because it took time to be here. And as you stroll, see a lot of time, more names stroll, and I don't get a chance to give everybody a shout out. I want to truly tell you I love you. It's been awesome being here. We're going to be back on Monday making it do what it do. And it's truly an opportunity to have some straight talk with no chasing. Check us out. We come to make it do what it do on Monday. And that's an early show at 3:30. We want to share some things with you. Thank you so much for being here and taking time. Hopefully in the title, some may be offended, but it is what it is. If you're in a relationship and you don't understand how to operate and understand what you need to do to get a favorable outcome, a lot of times you will operate out of ignorance, and the ignorance won't allow you to move in the direction you need to move. You have to be real. We love you. It's from our hearts. Hashtag responsible. If you want to be in a relationship that gives you a favorable outcome, be intentional, and your outcome can be marriage, because that helps our culture. At 26% of married individuals in the black culture is not suffice. Need to be moved. You got to get off of it and go to work. Can't be fearful of it because we put our heart into it. That means we're operating from the inner self. We understand the reflection. You want to meet people who are reflected of you, and they become compatible. Truly, hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag is really important. Keep on grinding. That means you got to go to work. Can't sit around here and play. You got to make it happen if you want to be successful. Hashtag, we always say what our, that's WBSW Radio, the internet station, 23. That's the hashtag. Truly, we're thankful to be before you. Again, Monday, straight talk, no chasing. We'll be on for 2 hours. We're going to be straight talking, and we ain't going to have no chasing. You might not like what we say. Hopefully, you can gain something. Truly, thank you so much. We're going to close the show out. I recognize those brother Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you so much for supporting what we're doing at WBHW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. I'm Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Happy Hour Talk. We just wanted to talk about happy things, but things that makes us better. Set up some hearts, set up some likes. We appreciate you. Appreciate what you're doing. So have an awesome weekend. Super Bowl Sunday coming up. This is Black History Month. And the reason why I usually just run off a lot of supporting stretching brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and the impact they made in our cultural, made in our world, made in our community. However, Black History Month in history with black, and we just said Black History is not a month. It's 12 months. That's me and that history teacher part coming out of me. Not just 1 month. There's no people that they want to give 1 month, give 1 month. They're trying to catch up. We are functioning at a level that we need to continue to get better and better and better every month. It's 12 months of history that's being written. You're a part of it. So have an awesome rest of the night. And let's play the commercial for the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville, Alabama.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. Thank you.